So we've heard from Americans in Boston, Chicago, and San Diego talking about the U.S. role in Iraq. Andrew Kohut has also been asking people about Iraq. He's heard from 1,200 Americans in the latest poll by the Pew Research Center for People and the Press. Welcome once again.
Happy to be here.
Andy, what have you been asking people, and what kind of answers have you heard about Iraq?
Well, we've heard a lot in our surveys, very comparable to what we've just heard on the air. People are saying clearly they recognize the problems, but they're not ready to give up on the mission, and not ready to rethink the decision to use force in Iraq. But the rethinking of or understanding about the problems is dramatic. At the end of April, as the hostilities were declared as over, 61% were telling us that the war was going very well militarily. That has plummeted, and I use that word advisedly, clearly, to 23%. So the American public recognizes that we're having problems. Yet we don't see any meaningful change in, did we make the right decision? 68% to go to war, 68% still say yes. It was as 74% a few months ago. Should we stay and rebuild Iraq? 66%, only marginally down from months ago. So people recognize the problem, but they're not ready to give up on it. The American public has an investment in this.
When you say that the share of the American people you've sampled who say things have gone very well has plummeted, there still is, after that, a very large category of people who say it's going well. It's not going very well. Yes?
It's going fairly well. That's probably the consensus. In fact, Gallup asked, or ABC said, are we getting more, are the casualty counts unexpectedly high, or what to be expected? 24% said unexpectedly high. 67% said to be expected. Now, the question is, when does the drip, drip, drip begin to be perceived as a deluge? That hasn't happened yet.
The Pew Center tracks what stories people are following, how closely people are following which events in the news. I assume that during the war in Iraq, when U.S. troops were marching toward Baghdad, that people were following this incredibly closely. Still the case now, as we hear about stories of reconstruction, occupation for a while, daily sniping?
Well, we don't have the 24/7 coverage, and that means we don't have the public nearly totally commit on the story. But we still have very high levels of attention to this, and people know what's going on, and they're making a nuanced judgment about the situation.
We heard people expressing in the stories that we've just heard a few minutes ago concern about what's happening, and as you've mentioned, they're concerned about the casualties being sustained nowadays. Do those concerns outweigh whatever concerns people express about the stories of intelligence or the search for weapons of mass destruction that haven't turned up any?
Well, those stories are followed less closely because they're seen as policy stories and to some extent as partisan debates. Clearly, the issue of troop casualties, people know about that. And the public hasn't gotten to the point, even though they know that the issue of weapons of mass destruction, they haven't turned up, haven't gotten to the point where they feel the president has deliberately misled the country about Saddam having weapons of mass destruction. We have about a third of the public saying that they think there was deliberate misleading, according to Gallup last week, and that's probably the third that was opposed to the war to begin with. So the debate about the weapons and who knew what hasn't translated into a significant political problem for Mr. Bush or a change in opinion about the decision to go to war in Iraq.
And what about, though, this loss of some patience with what's happening in Iraq right now? Does that translate into a problem for President Bush?
Well, President Bush's approval ratings are coming down. In the middle of the war, he was at 74%. He's now at 60% in our poll. That's quite a drop. Mm-hmm. He's 10 percentage points below what his father was at this point 8 years ago or 12 years ago. So his ratings don't look as good. But that also probably reflects discontent with the economy, discontent about health care and other domestic issues, not only the war. It's a little hard to disentangle these things.
And do you get a sense right now that those other questions, the economy, health insurance, that they are again becoming primary concerns for Americans as the war receded a bit in terms of its importance?
Well, I think we're back to peace and prosperity. It's not going to be just the economy, stupid, or just domestic issues. The war and the situation in Iraq is going to coexist as a problem for America along with these domestic issues. But there's greater discontent on the part of the public with the economy and with health care than there is with Iraq. That's clear.
Andy, thank you once again.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.